with about 5 minutes to spare. Now, one of the things I, as you noticed, I have theme songs to open the show, or themes, or, you know, stuff I've done. It used to start, what you first heard when at 11 o'clock was, of course I'm going to forget again. Link, I'm really losing my mind, aren't I? But I had, like, TV show theme songs. I remember doing Creature Double Features theme, which was, I think Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. A section of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. So, the beginning of the one you usually hear from me is from the Ghastly Ones. And I'm going to play that up next as I try and get my stuff back up here. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box. Oh, yeah.
Be afraid, unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Let go of the past. There's no point clinging on to just mind your P's and Q's, Buster, and remember who you're dealing with.
This is Trish with the Mezzos, and you're listening to Strike the Box Radio Show on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. Rock on!
Yeah!
Get this right once in a while, sooner or later, but right now I have a very special caller on the hotline. Caller, are you there? You're on the air.
I'm here, Chris.
It's Justine Colvo! And it's supposed to be clapping right now, but it's not doing that. I don't know why.
You're having a day, aren't you?
I certainly am.
Hey, happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. It's been a fun 21, starting my 22nd year, so it's been pretty fun here. It's sort of like what it's been like back in 2004, as I said, when we were down to one CD and one turntable.
That's right.
I want to thank you for calling in, saying hey, wishing a happy anniversary. You got some big news. Isn't there a new artist coming to Red on Red Records?
Yes, indeed there is. We just announced that we signed Robin Lane.
Yay!
Yeah, local legend and global legend and front woman from Robin Lane and the Chartbusters,
yes.
Singer, songwriter, vocalist, performer extraordinaire. She's awesome. She's a magical person. And so we have her first single with us coming out tomorrow, Friday the 10th of June, and it's called All I'll Ever Need. And she's also got a video that she did for the song with Harry McCoy from Petroleum Films, which is phenomenal. So, very exciting.
Excellent. Hold on. Ready? There we go. Okay. Thank you. All right. Calm down in the background there. Calm down. Any other special news coming up?
Well, so in the next couple weeks, we are going to have a single video and full-length album release from the Daylilies. We are going to have a full-length album, single and video from Canyons and Locusts. We are going to have the double album from Gymnasium plus a single and video, and then a single and video by Devil Love. So the next 3 weeks are going to be extremely busy here at Red on Red headquarters.
Very good. But your artists have been wicked busy because Kid Gulliver's over in Spain. Chelsea Kerr was in Liverpool, if I'm not correct.
That's right. They were in Liverpool, and then they got back here just in time to play the Boston Calling Music Festival, which was amazing. All the artists have been really busy and productive. We had, in May, we had a new single from Nightspell, single called Phone Booth, which is really good. And all the bands have just been cranking out tons of product. We just put out a new single from Andrea Gillis. We've had recently some new Speed Fossil. So they are keeping me very busy, these kids.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
It's lovely.
Keeps you out of trouble.
Well, in theory.
Yeah, true. As I used to tell people, just don't get caught, okay?
Okay.
Again, Justine, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. I know we played a couple requests for you. Anything that you'd like me to play from Red on Red? I know there's a ton of artists, and I got a couple more songs queued up for the rest of the show, but anything special I can play for you?
Well, so I don't know what you have planned to play. If you've got the Neighborhood's Crown Victoria from the Red on Red Huts comp, I would love to hear that. Love the Hood there. I'm probably going to have some new stuff from them this year, and just went and visited David Minahan at Woolly Mammoth last night. So, I'm a huge Hood fan, as you know.
Yes, you are. I definitely have that in my collection here. So, Neighborhoods and Crom Fallon. I will look for that one. Let's see. Hold on here. Can I do this in like 10 seconds? Lee Harrington. I will keep looking for that because I know I have it here somewhere. But again, thank you so much for calling in, for supporting WMFO and Strike the Box Radio Show. It means a lot to us. Keep going, you guys, and Red on Red Records. Keep going, Justine. You mean a lot to this local. Yep, you mean a lot to the local area here. And again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you, Chris. You always play Red on Red music, and I really, really appreciate it.
Because it's wicked good music. That's why.
All right, man.
All right. You take care.
I'm gonna
play something from Justine Black Threads coming up next here. Thanks again, Justine. You're listening to Chris. This is WMFO. Take
okay,
care.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep. Bye bye.
Bye.
Let's avoid all the questions. as long as we can. We're down the no-tell motel, and we're taking a stand. We're down the no-tell motel, and you are my man.
It's a Double Shot Tuesday here at WMFO Freeform Radio.
Combat the sudden influx of machines into our society, you see before you this evening a machine of our own construction. You see an association machine composed of many integral parts, the first being behind and above us, a semi-reclined percussive invertebrator, or drummer. In the center of the machine, we see a flexible rhythm generator known as rhythm guitar. On the other end of the machine, we see a transistorized flexible rhythm generator stamped Made in Japan. To my immediate right, we see a manifold bifurcated tambouriner. I am a consistent low-range modulator. Last but not least, on the other end of the machine stands the largest single component in captivity, an elongated fluting vocalizator. This machine, when programmed correctly, emits a variety of sounds and rhythmic patterns, such as...
Every time the punch. When big desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks whose sickness is the games they play. And when the masquerade is played, the neighbor folks make jokes at who is most to blame today. And then along comes Mary. And does she want to set him free or let him see reality from where she got her name? Is as sweet as the punch.
Work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. We just finished up with some Susan Surf Tone with Hawaii 5-0, and she has a new LP coming out, and I wish I had the page up to let you know more. Fortunately, I don't, because I'm a little behind in getting everything here. But please check out Susan Surf Tone and get some information on her new record, please. We started things out. Let's go way back, because I have not done a backlist in two sets here. So I believe we started with the Ghastly Ones with Diablo's theme. From their LP, Hunting We Will Go-Go from 1998, DGC Records. The Tuts, Let's Go of the Past from Update Your Brain 2016 on Dovetone. That was a request by Mike. Mike wanted to hear the Tuts, and I was able to find that. Followed it up with A Bunch of Jerks with Mike. Queen Bitch from Camping Weekend. And since we played, since they did a cover of Bowie, I decided we'd do some David Bowie with Suffragette City from The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars. That was my first David Bowie song I liked. I think it was when the album came out. Unfortunately, the year's not listed here on the computer. But I would listen to that in front of my brother's homemade speaker. He actually made a homemade speaker that would blast your eardrums away. And here I am, like, I don't know, 8 years old, 6 years old, just sitting in front of the speakers, bouncing up and down to Suffragette City. The Misos with Party Tonight from their EP, The Misos, 2021 release. And hopefully Trish and the gang will have some new music coming up. And thank you to Trish, who sent me a station ID. Thank you very much. Gary DeLacy and the Roughhousers with Monkey Butt. Heard that a couple weeks. Somebody sent that to me a couple weeks ago, and I couldn't remember if I played it or not, but I liked it, so we put it on. That's off their Princess Mike LP 2022 Humminbird Records. Justine's Black Threads with No Tell Motel, followed by two from the Neighborhoods, Crown Victoria and Prettiest Girl. No Tell Motel and Crown Victoria you can get on the Red on Red Hot compilations from Red on Red Records. Got all their artists, so please check that out. The Association with Along Comes Mary from Along Comes the Association, I believe originally released in 1966. And y'all know what they mean when Along Comes Mary. If you don't, think about it. Mary, I'm going to just be nice and relaxed. And as I said, we finished up with some Surf Tones. Hey, we're going to be up here until 3 o'clock. So if you have a request, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, I will try and find it and put it on the air for you. If I do not pick the phone up, please be patient. Try again a little later. You can also instant message me here through Facebook. If it doesn't look like I'm on Facebook, don't worry. I'm kind of like going on and off the Facebook page just because if I have the computer sort of wired through the soundboard, I don't need to, like, if I get a message, I don't need to hear ding. So nobody else wants to hear that either. So the show. What you do in the show? Me, for, you know, as I said, starting my 22nd year. 2002, I left for a little while because, as I said, my work got changed. I filled in a couple of shifts here and there in 2003. And I think, because we started doing playlists somewhere around 2004 on Spinatron. And if you want to check out virtually every single playlist I've ever had in Strike on WMFO, you can go to spinatron.com and type in WMFO, find me, and you'll see them all, dating back to 2004 when we had to start doing playlists. Anyways, I think I came back in the summer of 2003, and I didn't call it Strike the Box. I called it Stuff for the Summer. And we didn't, back then we didn't have to put in our playlist. So I just did like a summer show. I didn't do a full, you know, full year show of Strike the Box or Stuff for the Summer. Somewhere around 2004, I kind of came back again, did a couple of semesters here and there. And I think it was 2006 maybe when I started just doing every semester as much as I could. It's a lot tougher now because my schedule and work really keeps me busy. Really, really. But, let's get back to some music. I had something queued up here. I totally forgot. So, I know what I'm... Yeah, Chuck wanted to hear some Doors. And this is okay because it's going to be a long song. Don't worry, it's not the end. But it'll give me a little break because I need to go and... you can't drink in Studio A here. Not drinking like drink. But I need to get some more coffee and a little bit of food in me. So this will give me a little time to get some stuff into me. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box.
Mojo Rising.
on the air right now with me is Mike Hollett from A Bunch of Jerks saying, hey, hey, Mike.
Hey, hey, Chris, congratulations, 22 years. I'm almost 22 years old now, even. I haven't been listening all 22, but the last few that I have, you have made my Thursdays happy.
That's, Mike, that's what my goal is just to make people happy, put a smile on their face. It's just like the old days when you'd be around friends and you'd be playing records. That's the theme of my show.
I love it. And you played Soupy Sales in the neighborhoods, and you're playing lots of Rum Bar and Red on Red. I love it.
I got some Dean Martin coming up in a little while, and I got some other stuff that you'll probably just go, you won't hear this on any other commercial radio station.
That's why we listen. I'm your biggest fan. Well, Trish is up there, too. But
Trish, Pam, there's a lot out there, and I'm so thankful.
We love you, man, and congratulations. It's, as always, an awesome show.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Again, thank you. I got some Rum Bar coming up next. Mike, thank you, and keep on rocking, and hope to see you out there soon.
Yes, indeed. I love you, Chris.
Love you, Mike. Take care. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, here's something I'm sure Mike and I used to watch when we were little kids, and maybe even Trish did too.
No, not that one! Jesus Christ, Chris, you get it right!